Daily daydreaming shifts. Once I had to give a demonstration way back in third grade how to do something or to explain something. Since I was back then and still am today a big fan of peanut butter, I decided to show how to make peanut butter. Put a bunch of peanuts in a blender and fire away. For part of the demonstration, I was going to spread the freshly made peanut butter on crackers and then hand them out to my classmates. Only after I made the peanut butter and got to the spreading part, I realized I'd forgotten the peanut butter spreading knife, so I quickly formulated a backup plan. I used the big wooden spoon that I'd brought to dig the peanut butter out of the blender and put it into the peanut butter jar. I hoped that nobody would notice my mistake, but my teacher did in a weird kind of way. Later, after everybody had feasted on my delicious before-your-eyes freshly made peanut butter, I cleaned up and went back to my seat. My teacher gave me praise for messing up. Sort of. She said what I did was an example of super genius on-the-spot creativity and resilience. Well, not really. She did say something about how I went immediately to a backup plan when I realized I didn't have my peanut butter spreading knife. She said something like, well, there's more than one way to skin a cat or something. This is a very, very ubiquitous human trait. Humans have an on-the-spot strategy generator to figure out different ways of doing stuff, of working around limitations and obstacles. Our creativity is responsible for everything we have. The drive to create everything we have, the reason we have all this stuff, is different. Power, money, women, prestige, who knows? But the means to every end is human creativity, a skill that you can build and cultivate, a skill that you can play with and enhance, a skill that you can turn into your absolute go-to best friend. And you come pre-programmed with a daily process that does that anyway. Everybody daydreams, but we tend to daydream about getting free stuff. Easy sex, easy life, easy money, etc. But what happens when you shift your daily daydreaming into problem solving? How to create those things that you want, rather than simply, usually passively, receive those things that you want? What happens then? What happens to your brain? What happens to your relationships? What happens to your finances? What happens to your health? What happens to your life? To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.